Across the globe, families are falling apart. They don't mean to, it just happens. Well, there's one thing, one very simple, natural thing that you can do to substantially reduce the probability of that occurring, and that is this. Make sure that most days you share a meal together. Can it really be that simple? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called How to Stop Your Family from Falling Apart. We've all had that experience. Having a meal with someone takes a relationship to a whole new level. I'm not quite sure what makes this whole eating together thing so important, but it is. It's one of the primary ways that we form relationships. Perhaps it's the fact that when we sit with someone over a meal, we have time to engage them in conversation. Perhaps it's the simple act of sharing food. Well, perhaps it's the fact that oftentimes one of the parties at the table has put time and effort into preparing the meal. Just the other night, some friends of ours invited Jackie, my wife, and me over to their place for dinner. It was a simple meal, nothing fancy, you understand, and for about 3 or 4 hours we enjoyed their company. Now, we were already friends with this couple, but somehow having that time together in their home, eating a meal that they'd prepared for us, it just deepened the bonds of friendship. It's a very special thing. And in many cultures, the whole idea of a man and woman dating each other places a whole lot of emphasis on going out for meals together. Eating meals with other people in almost every culture on the planet is an incredibly important part of building and strengthening relationships. Now, we kind of already know that, but just stopping to think about it and talking about it that way, it really drives it home, doesn't it? So why is it then that we're seeing declining rates of families having meals together? In the UK, for instance, 1 in 10 families never sits down to an evening meal together. But that same study, which surveyed 3,000 families, revealed that 2/3 of children yearn for a return to the traditional family dinner time. And 4 out of 10 children have even asked their mother and father to have more evening meals together as a family. A similar study that was conducted in New Zealand found that the majority of 15-year-olds, 64.7%, reported that they shared a main meal with their parents around the table several times a week. That sounds great, until you realise that 35.3%, or just over a third, reported that they didn't share a main meal with their parents around a table several times a week. The newspaper USA Today had this to say about the whole subject of family dinners. Family dinners help kids avoid risky behaviours and may even help them in school. But new research shows that the more frequent these dinners are, the better the adolescents fare emotionally, says new research published this week in the Journal of Adolescent Health. The effect doesn't plateau after 3 or 4 dinners a week, says co-author Frank Elgar, an associate professor of psychiatry at McGill University in Montreal. The more dinners a week, the better. With each additional dinner, researchers found fewer emotional and behavioural problems, greater emotional well-being, more trusting and helpful behaviours towards others, and higher life satisfaction regardless of gender, age, or family economics. The study was based on a nationally represented sample of 26,069 Canadian adolescents aged between 11 to 15 in the year 2010. Do we really need any more studies and statistics to tell us what we already know? Eating meals together is good for children and it's good for families. Eating meals together stops people from falling apart and it stops families from falling apart. And yet it's something that in many countries we're doing less and less of. It's as though we're hell-bent on destroying our families. And come on, our family contains the most precious people to us on the earth, right? What's one thing, just one thing that you can do to stop your family from falling apart? Eat meals together as often as you possibly can. Not in front of the television with the television blaring, around a table talking to each other. They're important for children, they're especially important for teenagers, and this is important for husbands and wives too. Over the dinner table in the evening, isn't that when we check in with each other? We find out what's been happening in each other's days. How are the rest of your family members going? What joys and triumphs did they have today? What sadnesses? What disappointments? Time magazine puts it this way. Studies show that the more often families eat together, the less likely their children are to smoke, drink, do drugs, get depressed, develop eating disorders, and consider suicide. And the more likely they are to do well at school, delay having sex, eat their vegetables, learn big words, and know which fork to use. If it were just about food, we would squirt it into their mouths with a tube, says Robin Fox, an anthropologist who teaches at Rutgers University in New Jersey, about the mysterious way that family dinner engraves our souls. A meal is about civilizing children. It's about teaching them to be members of our culture. I want to encourage you to take this one thing in your family seriously. It's all about being a family, providing a safe place for one another, not just for the children, but for the adults too. I've found that our kids need us as much today, differently, as they did when they were children. Now, they're now in their 20s and 30s. And husbands and wives, make sure that you guys have some time on a pretty regular basis too, where you can have dinner, just the two of you, whether it's home or maybe you go out on a date at a nice little restaurant. It's so important for the two of you to connect. It seems that we're so intent on connecting with the world through social media and email and all the other electronic gadgets that destroy our relationships that we've forgotten to connect with the people that we love the most. This one thing is so simple to do. It's so practical. Okay, perhaps it'll require some changes to some entrenched routines. Perhaps your children will raise their eyebrows or wonder what is going on. But remember that study, most of the children on this planet long for a return to regular family meals together. And for you, it's perhaps the simplest, most practical thing that you can do to stop your family from falling apart. Just sit down once every day and have a meal with your family. Can it really be that simple? Sure, it can. If the studies are right, it's worth a try, isn't it? As I open my Bible, there seems to be precious little in it about sharing a meal together as a family. Or is there? I guess back in the times when the various books of the Bible were written, there weren't all these distractions that we have today to tear families apart. No cable television, no mobile phones, no internet, no social media. Hey, not even any electricity. And yet it seems that God sees the family as the central piece of bringing children close to Him. This is what God says to His people way back in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 to 7. Hear this, O Israel. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart, and recite them to your children, and talk about them when you're at home and when you're away, when you lie down and when you rise up. In other words, talk to your kids about God. And to the church in the New Testament, he says this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Bring those two together into the modern day malady of families falling apart, and the message is clear. We need to spend time together as a family. It's good for us. It's God's will for us. And the easiest way to start is to do what comes naturally. Just have dinner together every night. It really is that simple. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.